If you would turn in your Bibles to 1 Timothy, the fourth chapter, 1 Timothy chapter 4, I'd like to take a moment this evening to look at this passage and a few verses in chapter 4 as a means of giving our invitation. In the young men's class that I'm teaching, I started teaching again this trimester, and we are studying currently the books of 1 and 2 Timothy, and of course these books were written by Paul to Timothy, a young evangelist. And throughout these passages, Paul is giving Timothy advice on how to go about being a gospel preacher. He's giving some exhortations, some encouragement, some warnings, and letting him know of some of the things that are to come as he is a preacher of the gospel. And many of these things, we're able to apply to our own lives as Christians. We don't all get up in the pulpit every Sunday and Wednesday and preach, but we all certainly have a responsibility to spread God's word and to teach others and share with them the hope that is in us. And in chapter 4 of 1 Timothy, Paul starts out this chapter by warning Timothy of some things. He says in verse 1, "The Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with the hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth." And so he warns him of some false teachings that are happening, some false teachings that are going to come, deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. And he tells him to teach and to warn against them. He says in verse 4, "Every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer." And it's those things that he finishes up with in verses 4 and 5 that he continues with in verse 6, telling Timothy to instruct the brethren. I'd like to read verses 6 through 11 now and then make a few closing comments before giving an invitation. But in verse 6, he says, "If you instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith and of the good doctrine which you have carefully followed. But reject profane and old wives' fables, and exercise yourself towards godliness. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, for to this end we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. These things command and teach." And so in this passage, he gives Timothy instructions on what it takes to be a good servant of Jesus Christ. He tells him to instruct them and be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith of the good doctrine. Not to teach the doctrine of men, not to teach those doctrines of deceiving spirits and demons, but to teach the words of faith of the good doctrine, which he had carefully followed, to reject those things that are outside of the gospel. And the reason that he tells Timothy to teach this is because of the reward that is to follow. In verse 8, he says, talks about bodily exercise and how it profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things. Godliness is profitable for the life that now is and the life that which is to come. The life that is to come, he's speaking there about the hope that we have of heaven, our reward, if we follow the commandments that God has given us and are good servants of his. He says we must, to this end in verse 10, we both labor and suffer reproach. Why do we do that? Why do we suffer? We labor and suffer reproach in this life? Well, it's because we trust in the living God who is the Savior of all men. And Christ was sent to this earth to be a sacrifice for us, to save us from our sins, but it takes something on our part to be able to take advantage of that sacrifice. And that's obedience, as he mentions at the end of verse 10. God, who is the Savior of all men, especially to those who believe. And so we find here some things that we can learn as Paul is teaching Timothy of how to be a good servant of Christ. We've got to exercise godliness. We've got to obey what God has commanded us. We have got to try to be Christ-like and try to do the things that are acceptable to God and what he expects of us. And with that, I'd like to offer an invitation tonight. There may be those in the audience tonight who have not began to walk that walk of godliness and have not begun to live that life of serving God and keeping his commandments. And if that's the case, then we offer the opportunity to you now to come forward and to be baptized into Christ's church and to begin that walk. There may be those who have been baptized and have begun that walk that have strayed off the path, and you need to come forward and ask forgiveness for that, or the prayers of the congregation. If we can help you in any way, we ask that you would come forward now as we stand and sing.